gentlemen, serving around the world, here's Merry-Go-Round. Week by week, the show goes round the services, bringing music and fun to boys and girls in khaki and two shades of blue. This week, the predominating colour is once again navy blue. Here we are with the microphone on the parade ground in the very heart of HMS Waterlogged, sinking in the ooze. In front of me, the visiting dance band of the Royal Navy Plymouth Division, the Navy Tones, under the direction of leading telegraphist Dick Mayer. Above me, the white ensign flying on a broomstick in an ARP sand bucket. To the left of me, the colour guard, consisting of three badge group, one unable seaman, John Pertwee, standing by in overalls and a bowler hat. And to the right of me, arriving late as usual and picking his way through the gash bins on the quarterdeck, the commanding officer, the hope of the British radio, Sub-Lieutenant Eric Heartthrob Barker.
Parade!
Carry on smoking. I have a few announcements here for anybody who's interested. Silence. Silence! Leave! Leave will be cancelled next weekend. As nobody's come back from last weekend yet, it won't make the slightest difference, but I thought I'd just mention it. No hard feelings on either side. As a matter of fact, it's not my idea at all. It's in this week's Confidential Admiralty Fleet Orders. Messenger, run out to my cabin, get a copy of this week's Confidential Admiralty Fleet Orders, will you? You'll find it on the windowsill in the bathroom. I'm afraid this disciplinary measure has been taken as a result of the Admiral's visit here last week. Some of you fellows seem to have no idea. The sentry at the main gate, for example, when the Admiral arrived, I should have preferred to him to have presented arms in the usual way, instead of just raising his cup of tea and shouting, "Hiya, Charlie." He also commented on the fact that the bar of the Oyster Smack in the High Street was packed to overflowing a minute after opening time. Once again, it is forbidden to enter the Oyster Smack during working hours. He and I couldn't get near the place, really. We had to go to the Railway Arms in the end. You know what the beer like there. And as for divisions, you all let me down, although we'd rehearsed and rehearsed. How many times must I tell you that after an admiral's speech, the correct thing to sing is for "He's a jolly good fellow, not roll me over." And so now you've had your leave stopped, and when you put your next request in for leave, do it properly. From so-and-so to commanding officer, request for weekend leave from PM Friday to PM Sunday. Not just shoving off Thursday, see you Tuesday.
Darling, tea's ready.
Ah, there's the signal distributing office calling me up with an important signal. Colour guard will move to the right in threes, left top. Guard will retire to the tune of Cossack Patrol. By and large, quick march.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, Wren Pearl Hackney. Oh, this is most irregular, Wren Hackney.
Yes, sir.
We must make it regular. Give me the signals and we get down to business.
Yes, darling.
Take the signals away and we get down to business.
Well, I had a top secret signal here somewhere. Ah, there it is, on the top of the safe.
Oh, what do you keep in the safe?
The tea and sugar.
That's a very slack system, Wren Hackney. Now, all incoming signals should go in the in basket, all outgoing signals in the out basket, all those you can't make head or tail of in the waste paper basket, and all those marked general distribution to everybody.
Don't expect too much, sir. Don't forget I'm the only Wren here, and I'm already the victualling office, the ship's office, captain's secretary and mess caterer.
Oh, it was you who organised lunch when the Admiral came.
Yes, I laid on that lunch.
Laid on it?
Mm-hmm.
Blimey, looks as if somebody had been doing PT on it. Hello, look, that top secret signal, it's gone off the top of the safe.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's all right. The messenger hadn't got a kettle holder.
What messenger?
Why, Abel Seaman, John Pertwee.
Hello?
How about that kettle holder?
Oh, what? That bit of paper? Oh, I just lit the fire with it out the back.
But it was a top secret signal.
Oh, well, you gave me quite a turn. I thought he was going to say it was a book of leave warrants.
You'll get me court-martialed over this.
Oh, well, it had to come sooner or later, didn't it? Now, wait a minute, let me see. Now, well, I had a decor with that signal. Now, what did it say? Oh, I know. It was about a distinguished guest arriving today. That's it, a big BBC producer, you know.
A big BBC producer?
Mm-hmm.
Not Burgomaster Bridgemont, the producer of Merry-Go-Round.
Yes, that's right, it was him.
Well, come and hear it again. Oh, dear. Last time I shoved him in the cells by mistake. Do you remember? Oh, it's true. Well, you know, big chap, weighs about 18 stone, ginger hair.
Yes, that's right, that's him.
Well, he's here.
He's here?
Yes.
Where?
Handcuffed in the guardhouse. I saw the PO of the main gate slip him on him.
Oh, dear, there's the PO of the main gate now, coming out of the oyster smack as usual. Petty Officer George, Croup.
Somebody call.
Yes, do you realise what you've done now? You've handcuffed a BBC producer.
Oh, well, that's one less.
But what made you do it?
I thought he wasn't right in the head, sir.
Well, would you be if you had to produce Merry-Go-Round?
It was the cut of his suit that made me suspicious, and the remark he made, sir.
Oh?
Yes, he said how glad he was to come back and be with the Navy.
Well, what had the cut of his suit to do with it?
I thought he was a demobbed stoker gone round the bend, sir.
I must go and face him, Crow. Didn't he
say anything when you handcuffed him? Yes, sir. He said, just wait till I see my friend, the Second Sea Lord.
Oh, well, I suppose the Pacific's all right when you get used to it. Open the door, Crow. Let's get it over.
Oh, he's asleep.
Yes.
Look.
We can take the handcuffs off him anyway. Where's the key?
Oh, good gracious. I've just remembered. Sid's got it.
Who's Sid?
The sentry who's on duty.
Well, I can't see him. Where is he?
He asked me if I'd mind standing in for him while he slipped home for a few minutes.
Where's his home?
Oh, Sid's. John of Groves.
Crow, this is too much. You're a defaulter.
Oh, blimey. That means I'll have to stand in for Crow.
Oh, dear. That means I shan't get an afternoon off. Oh, I know. I've got it. Look. Let's pretend we've a frightfully secret exercise on and tell him that the sentries had instructions to arrest any strange civilian for miles around as a spy. He'll have to take it sportingly then.
Yes, you're quite right, Pearl, but we still haven't undone the handcuffs or woken him up.
Oh, he must think we've been much too busy for that. Look, we'll just go outside the door, and you, Eric, you can shout a lot of nautical orders to make him think the exercise is going in full belt.
Nautical orders?
Yes,
all right, ho, boys, let's come outside the door.
Good idea.
Right, ho. Splash the main breeze.
Righto, I'm off, you know.
Yeah, come back, I didn't say. It's only a figure of speech. Petty Officer George Crew, now heave ho and walk away handsomely.
Walk away handsomely?
Yes.
Oh, very well, sir, if you insist.
Look, shall we... We don't want any visual comedy, Crew. That's a nautical order. It says somewhere in the manual of seamanship. Hands to action stations. Hard to starboard. Port your helm. Is he waking up yet?
Not a sign. Let me have a go. I'll whisper in his ear.
Yes.
Mr. Bridgemont, demand. Oh, useless.
Here, come on. Let me have a go. Stop this messing about. Beer!
Oh, I'd have one small one. Thanks very much. Where am I? Who are you?
We're Alexander's ragtime band.
Oh, of course. HMS Waterlog sinking in the ooze. I say, this is my second visit here and the second time you've arrested me. I was pushed in here handcuffed. Kindly release me at once.
We've lost the key.
This is impossible.
Why, do you want a scratch? Unfortunately, Burgomaster, you arrived in the middle of a very important exercise. The sentries had orders to arrest everyone they didn't know.
Oh, I see. Oh, that explains everything, I suppose. An exercise. Oh, really interesting. The Admiralty told me you would give me every facility again. I came down here to record some further impressions of the Navy at work. What sort of maneuver is it?
Well, it's a sort of exercise, you know, where the ship goes along and endeavours to... What do you think of the election?
No, let's keep to the point. Did you say a ship?
Yes.
Just the sort of recording I'm looking for. Excellent. What is the purpose of the exercise?
It's an amphibious exercise, sir, to test the speed with which a vehicle can be ferried across the swollen river.
Oh, good. Well, look, I'll slip out and get the BBC recording van. Meanwhile, if you boys could find a hacksaw or something to get these off my wrist, I'd...
Come on, come here, come on. I hate to see you get up like that. I use the master key I made to get at the ram stall. There we are.
Well, thank you very much. Well, look, I'll see you in a minute.
Yes, rather. Well, that's a nice thing. Look what you've done now, Crow. An amphibious exercise. This is a shore base. We haven't even got a boat.
Come, sir. How about the landing craft?
I've let that off as a houseboat. It's got window boxes all around it with geraniums in.
Well, that's all right. He'll think it's camouflage.
We had to think something up, sir. He couldn't go back to the Admiralty again empty-handed.
There's something in that.
Here it comes.
All set. Now, what's the program?
Yes. At the order down doors, everybody makes a rush.
Down what?
Down doors. The ramp of the landing craft is lowered, and the imaginary vehicle drives aboard.
Well, look here. Why not put the BBC recording van aboard, and we can record the whole thing from start to finish? How long will it take?
Oh, let's see. The river's about 200 yards wide. By the time we get the engine started, we ought to be there Sunday.
It'll make a fine broadcast. Give the world some idea of the organisation and planning that goes into a combined operation. Look, I'll drive the van onto the craft, then we can keep a running commentary going throughout. Are you ready?
Yes.
Right. That's all right. We're all aboard, you see, are we?
Well, yes, we better close the front door again. Keeps the water out.
Look, I think I'd like to start the whole thing off with a little suitable music. Do you think the naval band could oblige?
Oh, suitable music? I'm sure of it. What will you play, bandmaster?
Busy Boogie.
Well, that should be very suitable.
Thank you.
And this is Burgomaster Bridgman speaking from a landing craft at a combined operations training establishment. Any moment now, we shall be crossing the river. The idea being to get our cargo, in this case, the BBC recording van, onto the opposite shore in the shortest possible time. The crew is all keyed up to the highest pitch of efficiency. The officer directing the operation, Sub-Lieutenant Barker, is filling in his log. And the coxswain, Seaman Pertwee, and Stoker Petty Officer George Crow, as usual, are busy filling in each other.
10 seconds to go. 1, 2, 3, take it easy. 6, 7, 8, take it away. Well, go on, George, the black one's a self-starter. Full speed ahead.
I say, we're being followed.
Oh, so we are. We've taken the jetty with us.
Oh. Oh, crumbs, we forgot to undo all those ropes and things.
Oh, I'll be silly. Starboard 20.
I think you can hear the officer giving his orders crisply, confidently.
Starboard 20?
Well, that is starboard, isn't it?
I'm jiggered if I know.
Well, hurry up and make up your mind, cock. We'll be more than jiggered.
Well, turn it to the left a bit, anyway.
Well, why couldn't you say so in the first place?
The captain's keen eyes are sweeping the water for hidden dangers. Look out, mind that rock.
What rock? Oh, my goodness, that tore it. Oh, the water didn't ought to be coming in like that. Hey, look, sir, that hole wasn't there a minute ago either.
The craft sinking. My lovely recording van, do something.
Don't worry, I have heave to.
Will you be going down with your ship, sir? It's an old tradition, you know.
I know, sir, I haven't signed for it.
The ship is now sinking rapidly. The water's 2 feet from my nose right now. By the way, shouldn't the ship's band be playing some appropriate music at a solemn moment like this?
You can't stop me now, Pearl. Don't stop me now, please.
Well, why not?
I've been discovered by Colly Knox. I'll come back later.
But I must stop you, Eric. It's my duty to tell you as commanding officer that mutiny is imminent in HMS Waterlogged.
Mutiny? Yes. An ugly word. Very well, I shall have to talk to the men in their own language.
Be careful. What are you going to do?
Make them all out a leave warrant.
Oh, it's gone beyond that. Ever since you lost the BBC recording van and left us all to swim ashore, they've had it in for you. Of course, there are several ways you can try and deal with the situation. Could pay fully for the debt you incur.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
love to do it. I said you can pay fully foot the debt you incur.
Oh, blimey, I thought you said I could play footy-footy with Deborah Kerr.
Look, Eric, I hate to say this, but...
Oh, God.
I don't think you're cut out for the Navy. Now, please don't let that make you too unhappy.
Oh, that's all right, little woman. I can take it on the chin. I've had some pretty tough knocks in my time, but...
No.
Not cut out for the Navy.
No.
Oh, blimey, I've been trying to sell that one to the every MO I've met for the last 5 years. What have I ever got out of it? Course of injection.
What are you going to do when you leave the Navy, Eric?
Oh, same as while I've been in it.
Oh, don't be silly. You must do something.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm writing a novel.
A novel? Oh, tell me all about it.
You can kiss my astrakhan collar.
You can... That's a queer title.
Yeah, it's a queer book.
What's it about?
A Red Indian salt cellar.
What on earth's a Red Indian salt cellar?
A Red Indian who sells salt.
Who to?
Eh?
Who to?
Everybody in Blackpool.
In Blackpool?
Yes.
What's he doing in Blackpool?
Oh, same as everybody else, waiting for a relief train.
But I mean, how did he get to Blackpool in the first place?
Oh, I see. Yes, he went there on a tandem with Phyllis Bloggs, you see.
Oh, yes. Who's she?
An Eskimo piano tuner he met in West Hartlepool.
Well, of course, I may be old-fashioned, but the whole thing sounds a height of absurdity to me.
Oh?
I ask you, who ever heard of an Eskimo called Bloggs? Why Bloggs?
Oh, you see, her mother married Mr. Bloggs. He was the district manager for the Arctic Circle.
Well, how about the Red Indian salt cellar? How did he find his way to West Hartlepool?
I'm not sure. I think he hitchhiked from Ashby to Lazoot.
I mean, how and why did he come to this country in the first place?
Oh, yes. Oh, well, he came over for an old salt cellar's reunion dinner.
Do you think the British public is interested in an old salt cellar's reunion dinner?
After 6 years of war, they're interested in any dinner.
Eric, but to sustain their interest, you must have a love and a success story.
Oh, there's oodles of love.
Oh, is there?
Yes, Phyllis Bloggs was flung out of the Wrens.
What for?
She was a wardroom steward. It was one long success story.
Yes, I didn't quite mean that sort of a success. I meant the hero should be successful.
Oh, yes, he is. He's a millionaire.
Oh, from selling salt in Blackpool.
No, he runs an ice cream barrier.
Oh. Are the children frightened of the Red Indians?
No. Frightened of Red Indians?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they had Geraldo's band up there the week before. No.
But why is the whole thing called You Can Kiss My Astrakhan Collar?
Yeah, it is puzzling, certainly. You see, he buys a coat with a utility astrakhan collar from an actor who's just joined the BBC and doesn't need the prestige but needs the money. And right at the very end of the book, she's teasing him. She says, the last man I loved had a gorgeous, great, bushy black beard. He was a R&B R2 ringer special branch. And then she... then she teases him a bit more. She goes on, I miss him and his gorgeous beard. I used to kiss it. Your face is as smooth as a baby's. Oh, very well, he says. Sulkily, I haven't got a beard. You can kiss my astrakhan collar.
I see. Well, I've heard some tripe in my time, Eric, but really... Eric, why are you twitching like that all of a sudden?
I'm twitching? I say, Pearl, look at that man in the audience with a muffin on his head.
Eric, there's nobody with a muffin on his head.
No. Oh, silly of me. No. It's a jar of marmalade.
Darling, do you feel all right? Burgomaster.
Do you feel all right, Burgomaster?
I feel wonderful. It's funny, do you know the snow usually gets me down?
Gosh, I've never had this happen in abroad guards before. Loosen his collar.
I feel fine.
Isn't the doctor in the house?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Would you mind coming up here for a moment? Oh, do.
By Jove, he's got a lot of gold frame.
I feel fine.
Eric, what is the matter?
Oh, nothing. Don't be a twerp. I spotted him tonight as soon as he came in.
Well, who is he?
He's a senior psychologist in the Navy. Blimey, if he can't work it for me, nobody can.
Oh, come along.
Anyway, yes, I'm all right.
Week by week, the merry-go-round goes round the services, bringing music and fun to boys and girls in khaki and two shades of blue. This week was Navy Week, and next week the predominating colour will be Air Force Blue. Today, our artists were Sub-Lieutenant Eric Barker and Pearl Hackney, Lieutenant John Pertwee, Petty Officer George Crow, and the music played by the dance band of the Royal Navy Plymouth Division, the Navy Tones, under the direction of leading telegraphist Dick Mayer. And the program was produced by Leslie Bridgemont.